By the time you hear this, a large delegation of New Orleans musicians, including Donald Harrison, Jason and Cyril Neville, and David, Jamal, Ryan, Russell, and Damon Baptiste will be in Aulnay, a northern suburb of Paris, taking part in the 2012 Aulnay All Blues Festival. The festival, which runs from the 19th to the 24th of November, centers on two New Orleans-themed performances, a musical tribute to Congo Square and a Baptiste family showcase entitled New Orleans Fathers and Sons of the New Millennium. The events come out of a partnership between France and NOSACON, a New Orleans-South Africa connection, an organization founded in 1998 by Damon Baptiste.
The core of the mission statement is promoting music, art, culture, trade, education for economic development between the United States and Africa. Now that has expanded to Europe, but NOSACON on a regular basis, it advocates for education and economic development. We're there arriving on, we depart on Monday and come back the following Monday. Most of the delegation is departing from New Orleans, but Russell right now is in New Jersey with the Joe Crown Trio, and Donald Harrison will travel from Chicago. And Cyril Neville, who just returned back from France, is going back with this delegation.
Baptiste sees the trip as a chance not just to perform, but to create lasting cultural and economic ties between France and New Orleans.
I was just there probably about 7 days ago doing some interviews on Radio France International. I spoke out to about 45 million people worldwide about the events and about the connection and the collaborations between New Orleans and France. And it's not just a music festival. We're going to represent economic development in the truest form. We're having a mixer at L'Oréal with 100 businesses and CEOs that want to, you know, they're either doing business in the United States or they want to, export their services. Mm-hmm. And it's always better when you have a backdrop of music and culture and probably a great glass of French wine to discuss a business deal.
The Tribute to Congo Square show will take place on Wednesday the 21st. Apart from the music, it hopes to evoke the various African-rooted performative traditions for which Congo Square was a focal point. Also participating in the performance is NOSACON's vice president, Shaka Zulu.
You know, I'm a stilt dancer. That's my family tradition that comes from my father. And my daughter, I'm going to bring her stilts, so she'll be stilt dancing with me. It's a tradition that comes out of Africa, mainly West Africa, before the Mali Empire split up into 7 or 8 different countries. You'll find its origin now in Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, we would say.
Zulu is also active as a Mardi Gras Indian chief and operates the Golden Feather Restaurant on Rampart Street.
It's a restaurant gallery. We have a beautiful exhibit of Mardi Gras Indian suits, since I am a Mardi Gras Indian chief. And the restaurant mainly was open to give a great presentation on the unique culture that comes out of Congo Square, which we wanted to be able to tell our own story ourselves.
The Congo Square tribute in Aulnay coincides with the release of the French edition of historian and author Freddie Evans' book Congo Square, recently selected by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities as their 2012 Book of the Year. On Thursday the 22nd, Evans and Baptiste will participate in a panel on the book in Paris.
Damon called me to see if I would be interested and open to the idea, and of course I was, to spread the information about Congo Square to, you know, new audiences, so an international audience. I met Damon around the time that the ordinance was passed that officially named Congo Square, Congo Square. This was April 28, 2011. The ordinance was passed by the City Council unanimously to officially name the location Congo Square, to give the official name. That name appeared on maps in the late 1800s, 1890s, but it was never officially named Congo Square.
I think I was going to produce a parade last year on Freedom Day. South Africa celebrates its Freedom Day on April the 27th. Well, that happened to be the same time that an ordinance was going to be announced that Congo Square was going to get back its official name, and Freddie Evans just released a book that at the same time. So our after-school program with children produced a parade that we came from City Hall through Treme back into Congo Square, and that really developed a friendship with myself and Dr. Freddie Evans.
Damon was a part of the effort to celebrate. He brought the band, some students from his school, to help us second line to from the City Hall to Congo Square and to celebrate there.
The book tells the story of the origin of the slaves and the movement of culture from Africa to Congo Square to the rest of the world, and how we develop as a people through song and dance.
Well, I'm hoping, of course, that there will be more exposure to the history of Congo Square. Many musicians and quite a few historians know about Congo Square, but for the general population, people don't really know the true essence of it, the significance of it. Many people know that enslaved Africans gathered there, but they don't know the impact that they had on popular culture in New Orleans and the United States, and now internationally, because of jazz and the other art forms that developed as a result of what happened in Congo Square. So I am just thrilled that the word is getting out, more attention will be placed on Congo Square in general, and more particularly on the history and the contributions that enslaved Africans made to the culture of the world now, the world culture.
I brought a lot of the actual books to South Africa. I gave one to Nelson Mandela, to different ambassadors from South Africa, and really started promoting the book. So going to France for this All Native Blues Festival last year, I thought it would be a great idea to take the book. Once they got their hands on it, they're like, this is something that we can use as a major tool to really change the face of culture. And we decided to really put a lot of energy into that.
The second New Orleans-themed performance at the festival takes place on Saturday the 24th. It's a Batiste family extravaganza, an update of a performance the family created for a recent New Orleans Musicians for Obama fundraiser, featuring patriarch David Batiste.
We're going to be doing the same thing that we did for President Obama, and then we're going to give him a taste of New Orleans rhythm and blues and funk and jazz. So the taste and feel that they're getting from this family is extraordinary. And that's how my sons play, with the absolute love and passion for it. It's just what they feel, that's how they play. And that's what the French people are getting ready to get.
I think it's a great effort to bring New Orleans culture to a different audience, to expose New Orleans. And I just cannot speak highly enough of Damon's vision and his perseverance. You know, this was his idea. Actually, this is something that Louisiana wants to happen. You know, the government officials, the state people who are with tourism, they want this kind of relationship. But here's an independent citizen who went out and did it without any government backing. You know, he just said, let's make it happen.
You know, it's been a long time coming, and hopefully most of the kids from around the world will understand their culture and how important it is, and really, really walk around with more pride. So those are some of the missions and the effects that we think that this trip is going to play.